Hey, hey, Kevin Guthrie here from Radio Newark, doing another one of our Corona mini podcast series. Thank you so much for listening to another one of these. If you're finding these podcasts healthy, helpful to yourself, then please share them around social media. Please, let's try and get these out there. I'm all for creating resources that can be passed around the community to help us all manage the unique situation that we are in right now. So please share away, get them out there. Let's get everybody into a slightly healthier space. The word healthy. Okay, that's where we're going to go today. So in therapy, I find myself using these two words, healthy and helpful. And I would ask my clients, is that healthy for you? Is that helpful to you? And they were kind of interchangeable. And I got into a habit of writing these two words onto post-it notes for people to take away and pin up on a fridge, on a mirror, somewhere, so as they were, I guess, installing them in their unconscious mind. Okay, so I had them printed on a card that may appear, for those that are watching this on video, back to front on the video right now. Healthy and helpful. And what I'm going to encourage you to do now is I'm going to encourage you to install these two words into your mind. Okay? And I'm going to encourage you to ask yourself, is what you're eating, is what you're watching, is who you're spending time with, is who you're interacting with, healthy or helpful to you? Okay, so by that I mean we are all spending a little bit more time on social media at the minute. We're trying to communicate, we're trying to stay in touch, which is brilliant. We have to do that right now. For anybody that may have watched my stuff in the past, I may have encouraged you to stay away from social media. Now I'm encouraging you to step back into it, but keep it healthy, keep it helpful. There are healthy interactions. There are non-healthy interactions, and what we're trying to do at the minute is keep them healthy, okay? Look at your diet. Look at what you're doing exercise-wise. Our lives have literally been tipped upside down. Gyms have closed. Food, there's still plenty of food around, but I feel that habits are changing fast because somewhere in our minds is this program that's going, there's not enough food, there's not enough food. And the truth is there is plenty of food. So be careful of changing habits and behaviours. And if you work with these two words, then you will question everything that you do. Okay. On the back of this card that I'm holding, if you're watching this on video, it says, filter everything you see, say, hear, experience, taste, smell, touch. So, for example, if I'm watching, I remember watching Luther at the beginning of last year. Amazing, amazing drama. I loved it, but it really piqued my anxiety. So therefore, it wasn't healthy for me. Okay, I filter everything that I'm saying. Is what I'm saying useful? Is it gossip? Do I know that it's true even? Okay, and if I can't clarify any of those, then I don't say it anymore. Don't come to me with gossip because I won't be hearing it. Similarly, with what I'm hearing from people, if people start telling me stuff that we have no proof on. So again, is it gossip or is it healthy? So is it a healthy conversation or is it an unhealthy conversation? And sometimes with me and my partner in particular, my partner might go into the future and say, yeah, but what if and what if this? And I go, it's pointless going there. It's pointless going there. And similarly, he will do the same with me. So similarly, he will, if I start talking in a way that isn't healthy or helpful to me, he'll come straight back in and throw my own stuff straight back at me, which I love. That's brilliant. Experience. So I don't know, if I wanted to do a bungee jump, then it might be exhilarating for me. I can't do anything at the moment, but a bungee jump. If I wanted to do a bungee jump, then would it be healthy or helpful to me? I'm not sure. Just question it. I don't want to stop anybody from doing anything right now, but I want you to use these two words to question what you're doing. Taste, smell, touch. My example with what I'm consuming might be alcohol, coffee. How much caffeine are you having every day? I know by drinking between 2 and 3 liters of water every day, that is healthy for me. That is a non-starter. It's healthy. If I was to do the same with wine, that would be also very questionable and obviously unhealthy for me. Okay, so use these two words to balance. Again, back to the word balance. I love the word balance. Use these two words to question. Is this healthy? Is this helpful to me? Having a glass of wine with your meal is absolutely fine. Having a bottle of wine every night is, of course, we know is not healthy. And at the moment, we're just having to be that little bit more aware than we were before. Okay. If you have any questions around mental health and coronavirus, then please send them in. Please ask. I'm happy to answer anything that I possibly can. I'm not an expert on coronavirus, but I feel I can offer some guidance and some healthy tips on managing the mind during this very, very unique period. I do hope as you're listening to these that you're as well as you possibly can be. And I do hope that these podcasts are helping. Myself and Radio Newark are trying to do everything we can to keep you as resourced as we can during this time. Okay. So any questions, send them in. Please share them. Please pass them out. Let's get them out there and let's get people listening to them. Okay. I'll be back tomorrow with another one of our podcasts. I hope you listened to yesterday's podcast because that was about grief. Okay. Grief and the coronavirus. Okay. I'm going to go. Take care of yourself. Wishing you peace and grace. Take care. Bye-bye.